This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, let's check on the fire danger situation around the area. Rachel Pope is the public information officer for the Douglas Forest Protective Association. Rachel, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me today.
So, am I correct? It was kind of a quieter weekend for your crews.
Yeah, it was a really good weekend after that precipitation panned out and came into the district and allowed us to lessen the restrictions for public use and IFTL. So right now, currently, we are 102 days into the fire season, which started May 30th, 2026. And the fire danger level is set to low, and public use restrictions are set to low with that. And we are also in IFTL level 1 across the district in zones DG1, DG2, UA1, and UA2.
So looking at the forecast, though, it looks like it may be kind of up and down this week.
Yeah, we have some predicted weather showing up into the high 80s coming in this week. And so we will be looking and monitoring not only at the temperature, but the fuel moisture level and the energy release components to determine if we might increase our public use restrictions into moderate this week. But right now we're sitting at that low. But I want to remind everybody that we are still in fire danger and fire season is still activated. And with that, there's still regulations on debris burning. Debris burning is absolutely restricted while we're in fire season, which includes open fires and campfires unless it's at a designated location.
And have you still have been having issues with some of this debris burning taking place anyway?
Yeah, we had multiple calls this week with a lot of illegal burns coming out throughout the district. And so our wardens are still in patrol. Even though it was a holiday weekend, we still have our full staff that are working their normal shift and responding to those calls that are coming in.
And the warmer weather, and of course it depends on where you're at, we've even got a look at being in the low 90s here in Roseburg tomorrow. So quickly moving up, but then coming right back down, and then maybe even a little bit of shower activity for Saturday.
Yeah, which, you know, we're thankful for this precip that's coming in. I think we got more rain in this past weekend than we did all winter, but I might be hopeful for that. But fire season is still in place, and, you know, we still have teams out that are responding to large fires that occurred across the state, so we still have resources that are out. And so I'm asking everybody to please still be diligent and ride this out. We're almost at the end of fire season, hopefully. Historically, we've gone out of fire season the first week of October, sometimes the last week of September. And I just want to say the Douglas District has done really good this year about large fires. We really haven't had any, and I'd like to see us finish out the season with keeping it that way. So thanks to the community that has stayed diligent and follow the restrictions, and let's keep going a couple more weeks.
And of course, though, with the long-range forecast for September, you still have a lot of temperatures in the 70s, some in the 80s as well. And historically, we don't tend to really get much moisture until we get into October. So there's definitely still a potential there if folks aren't paying close attention.
Most definitely. And when we start to move into autumn, we're getting less sunlight. The fuels or the trees and the grass and the brushes naturally start to take their moisture and their water from their leaves into their branches because they're getting ready for the dormant period or the dormant season through winter, and that's how plants survive through the cold. And so that naturally makes the leaves fall and makes the vegetation even drier. And so that contributes to the fuel moisture. Historically, you'll see that we have fires throughout the fall. You know, leaf litter contributes to that, and the drying of the vegetation also aids to that. And so that's why we're always looking at if fire restrictions need to be in place, how long the fire season will last, and not necessarily the precip that we received ends fire season. So hopefully that gives folks a little bit more context into understanding why fire season continues even if we received rain. I mean, the vegetation outside is still dry. We haven't seen green up. The grass is still dry all along the I-5. And so that 92-degree temperatures that are predicted that come in can dry out that rain that we received, and then we're back into maybe moderate fire danger. So again, we're going to be monitoring those, and then if we change those levels, we'll have the press releases that come out, and we'll also update our Facebook and our website to notify everybody if we're increasing those levels. And then the fire danger boards across the county will also dictate so.
And, of course, you've still got people out for different hunting seasons, so that could be an issue, too, if you know, with what they might want to generally do.
Exactly. And so while we're in fire season, you know, everybody that's traveling through the forest or the woodlands need to carry the proper fire tools. So that's an axe, a shovel, either a gallon of water or 2.5 pound fire extinguisher. And then also live barbecues or charcoal barbecues are not allowed out in the woods right now. So that we recommend everybody using a jet boiler, or we technically call it propane or fueled powered grill. So to just be mindful of the areas that you're in, and also check the closures. Right now we're in fire season, so there's a lot of private land closures that are in place, and they won't lift that to the public to access until outside of fire season, until it's safe to do so too. And depending on where you're hunting or recreating, make sure you're checking what those regulations are, whether it's on BLM land or if you're going into the Forest Service. And also with the large fires that we've seen throughout the state, there might be road closures that are in place just because of the fire activity that's happening there. And after a large fire happens, that disrupts the soil and the vegetation in that area, and it could be susceptible to landslides. So there's a lot of key factors to taking in place when you are planning your routes and where you're going to go. So fire restrictions are in place. Be mindful of what those restrictions are. Know before you go, depending on what county or district or land you are hunting on or recreating in, make sure you know what those restrictions are, and make sure you have your fire tools with you.
All right, perfect. Rachel Pope of the Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:40 at the morning report.
What if your next vacation came?